On the show today, we have Elizabeth Robbins from Best Innovation Group and Ron Amstutz from Desert Financial Federal Credit Union talking about the credit union's new Alexa voice banking skill for members. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a technology treat for you with the folks from Desert Financial Federal Credit Union, Mr. Ron Amstutz. Ron, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike.
Good, good. And we have Elizabeth Robbins from Best Innovation Group. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having us
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. All right, you guys are doing some, pardon the 90s term, but cutting edge stuff here. With voice banking, Desert Financial has incorporated a new Alexa skill into their financial services. And Ron, I'm going to let you go first here. It's like, what is the Alexa skill and why did you guys incorporate this into your financial services offering?
Well, we're excited to work with Best Innovation Group and be the first correlation client to launch the Alexa skill live.
Congrats.
The skill allows members to get balances, transfer money, ask about accounts and loans, get information about the credit union, simple information about getting routing and transit number and account number information if they want to set up their direct deposit. So I think there's over 70 different things they can do.
Oh, wow. 70? Oh, my gosh. 70. Wow. Elizabeth, give us can you add anything to that? Give us a quick kind of a background check on this whole process and where we are today with it.
Well, last year when we attended the Correlation Conference, we were just starting our integration with Keystone. And Ron had stepped up and said that they wanted to jump into this project with us, so we were really excited to get a chance to work with them. We started the project over the winter and finished up the integration, have been working really intensely with their team to create this voice banking platform. Mm-hmm. And so we're super excited that it now has Amazon certification that makes the first correlation client, the fifth total five client that we have. The thing that we really like about this platform is that it's very configurable. Mm-hmm. So it is entirely unique to Desert and it is branded just for them. They have almost complete control over what is said to the members. So it is very much a look and feel for their credit union. So it is very customized for them, but it also leverages the template that we created in conjunction with Amazon several years ago, as well as a lot of the best practices that mm-hmm. we've been able to acquire for the last few years. So we really feel like from Desert's perspective, we really hope that their members will find this very comfortable, mm-hmm. very familiar. We're working with them to do a lot of adoption marketing to help introduce this to the members and also to increase retention, to make sure that people start to treat this as a regular digital channel, right, not just as a unique kind of interaction that they might go and play with and then go back to some other channels.
Right.
So we're really looking to help them ingrain this as part of their entire suite of banking solutions.
Very cool. And we're obviously, all of us know that Alexa or voice activation, all this, Alexa, Google Home, Siri, all that type of stuff has become a normal part of our lives almost,
right.
Or it's getting there rather. So is that kind of the reasoning behind this, Ron, is to incorporate this at Desert Financial, or what was the reasoning? Why did you guys do this?
Well, our new strategic plan that we just launched this last year for the next 3 years includes one pillar that's digital transformation. And so we felt the AI banking was something that we wanted to put out there for our members, give them another opportunity, another channel for them to reach out to us and get their information mm-hmm. or do financial transactions. So that's just another avenue that we can give them to access Desert Financial from their home.
Right, and there's a certain cool factor here as well, I would think, because it's, I mean, again, you know, the voice activation services, that type of stuff, it's, I don't think it's no longer a novelty. It's almost become, it's pretty close to becoming a norm, right, Elizabeth? And so a lot of folks are doing this, not just in the banking industry, but other industries as well, right?
Right, across the spectrum. You know, last year I was talking about the proliferation of devices, and we can't even track that anymore. Now we talk about the number of times per day that the typical smart speaker user interacts by voice with their device. And the thing that's interesting is it's not measured on a weekly basis anymore. We measure it daily, and it's multiple times a day the average owner interacts with these devices. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that we make sure that credit unions are on the front edge of this activity, of this technology, right, of this trend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to bring Five to all the Correlation clients. We'll be at the Correlation conference this week,
yeah,
talking to more of Ron's friends over there about joining this now. And we're really looking forward to continue to spread the number of backend systems that we're integrated with.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got several cores and several online banking platforms that we're integrated to now. And we have a backlog of more that want to get going on this.
That
we're really excited about people's interest in pursuing this technology.
That's good news for sure, especially for the industry as a whole. Now, Ron, is it in use yet, or are we still kind of in the introductory phases? And if it's in use, what is feedback from the members?
Yeah, so right now, as Elizabeth mentioned, the Alexa skill was certified and live. So as soon as that happens, the skill is out there so members can find it. We haven't started marketing to members.
Okay.
We've launched it to our employees and doing pilots right now.
Okay.
The day that it was certified, I went home and used it immediately. So I know it works.
And, good for you.
I'm one of those that I bought one Alexa device a year ago at Christmas, and now I think I have 10 in my house. So,
and that's not uncommon. That's really the way I see this spreading out a lot.
Yeah.
People pick a voice platform, and then they just go all in. So,
mm-hmm. Definitely.
So we're looking to launch it live to our members, start marketing it in the next few weeks.
Okay. So how does it, I mean, just without getting too much into the weeds, how does it work? I mean, is there like a button on the mobile app? Is there a space on the website that you can click onto? How exactly does it work? Is there a pretty quick and clean process that I'm assuming how it works? Ron, Elizabeth, any one of you want to go do that? Ron?
We have instructions that we can send out to members that we'll use in marketing, that they just go launch the skill on Alexa.
Oh, okay.
And you're saying, hey, Alexa, open Desert Financial, and they'll go through the process of identifying you and then be able to do your transaction.
Right on. Because here at our house, Alexa is used as a chore. Every now and then, Alexa will come up and it will say, girls, it's time to empty the dishwasher, or girls, it's time to feed the dogs, or it's 7:55, it's don't be late for school, that type of stuff. So that's how we use Alexa in our house, other than music and telling jokes and that type of stuff. So that's the depth of our house. So benefits and goals, Ron. I mean, how do you see this benefiting your membership, and then what goals, what do you want to achieve with it?
Well, benefits, as Elizabeth mentioned before, is people have more and more of these devices at home, so
yeah.
Rather than even picking up your mobile phone to log into your mobile banking app, you can just ask Alexa, you know, if you're just looking for a balance or if you just want to do a quick transfer. You know, it's very simple English. You can say transfer $100 from savings to checking, and it's just that quick.
Wow. Love that. Elizabeth, anything to add there? Any type of goal? What do you guys want to achieve with these skills for credit unions?
I think our overall goal in terms of voice banking in general is just to make sure that the credit union movement as a whole is on the front lines of distributing this technology and making it available to consumers. So we're really excited at the number of credit unions that have jumped on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking to bring maybe 20 more credit unions live this year.
Wow, good for you.
So once we get the first few under our belt and really got a system established for it,
mm-hmm.
we have about 20 credit unions right now that are waiting to get put through that process.
Okay.
So we're looking to sign up even more credit unions this year. But really, I feel like this whole conversational banking, whether that's by voice first devices mm-hmm. or through chatbots, is really the way that people are going to be interacting with everything in a very short time.
Oh, I agree with you.
It's so much easier than clicking on drop downs or having to know the commands just to be able to, you know, give something the idea of what you want to do, like say transfer, mm-hmm. and have the system know that there are some things that it needs to ask you about. And so that's one of my favorite things about this skill is even if the member says transfer, the skill actually knows what to ask them in order to accomplish mm-hmm. that. So they mm-hmm. don't have to know any commands or how to do anything. It's just very interactive with them.
Very cool. Very cool. And another thing that kind of popped in my head, Ron, is security. I think a lot of people will be curious about the security of it. So can you talk about that real quick, about the security of it, and obviously how you identify yourself as, you know, John Smith, I want to transfer $100 from savings to checking. How does the security of it work?
Yeah, see, when you set up the skill, you connect your account to it.
Okay.
And then when you go to talk to Alexa to do transactions, you have to set up a PIN number that you use, and it'll ask you that in order to identify who you are. I think the great thing that going forward in the future, as these devices continue to advance, I am hoping that we'll get to a point where it just recognizes who I am, rather than even having to ask me for a PIN.
Yeah, the biometrics aspect of it is pretty cool in itself. So what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who may have maybe wanted to do something similar, Ron?
Well, obviously, contact Best
Interest. Step one.
I already have the list of people.
There you are, Elizabeth.
But I think it's just looking at what are the different ways that you think your members want to access the credit union. And I think this is just another avenue that continues to grow as we... You know, we've seen now in the last year that we have more people using mobile banking than the desktop banking. And I think, I don't know when that point in time will come, but as Elizabeth said, conversational interaction is a place I think we're going, and we could see this maybe surpass mobile banking at some point in the future too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. All right, what's next, guys? What's next on the agenda here? What's on the horizon? Where do we go from here? Because it sounds like, again, the sky's the limit with this stuff, especially like you mentioned, Ron, the biometrics aspect of it. What else? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, we continue to work with Elizabeth and their team at Best and our IT team at SwitchThink here at Desert Financial. The next step for us is launching actions on Google.
Okay.
Google Home app, so that'll be the next piece that comes up. And then hopefully in the future, we can connect some security with the MyCUID and CU Ledger.
Ooh, very nice, very nice. Ooh, exciting. All right. Now we're sitting on pins and needles. Can't wait to see what's next here. All right. Elizabeth, anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up here?
I think that that pretty much covers everything. Okay. We're really looking forward to having that Google Action announcement very soon. And we've already started working with the CU Ledger team on MyCUID. So
we're looking forward
to having authentication services available through a variety of mechanisms going forward. So it's a busy time for us. We're going to be adding a lot of new features and a lot of new partners over the coming years. Mm-hmm. So I got to get to work.
All right. Well, that said, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate the time. And I'm really excited for you. And I'm excited for the industry because of what you guys are doing here. Because it sounds like you guys are spearheading a lot of this. So it's really cool to see you guys really stepping out and getting this stuff done. So other people go, wow, that's really cool. Let's get that going at our credit union too. So we can kind of remain on the cutting edge as well. So great stuff. All right, Ron, Elizabeth, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Bye. And we'll be keeping an eye on you guys. All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.